Teresa Chen, vous êtes invitée donc à exposer vos photographies à Friar. L'exposition donc s'intitule Shifting Worlds, comme je viens de le dire. Et donc vous exposez deux séries. Il y a une série dans laquelle vous mettez en scène, puisque c'est des fragments de votre corps. Et l'autre série, donc, c'est des photos de fleurs, toujours dans un liquide. C'est vrai qu'on passe du liquide presque amniotique dans lequel votre corps baigne pour arriver effectivement à un objet qui est cette fois la fleur, mais qui est effectivement dans un environnement presque sanguinolent. Et c'est vrai qu'il y a cet aspect presque de répulsion, hein. C'est des œuvres qui sont très séduisantes au premier regard, mais il y a quand même une répulsion, une manière d'entrevoir votre œuvre qui est très particulière. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous dire quelques mots par rapport à l'évolution? C'est vrai que c'est peut-être une évolution qui est très autobiographique.
Yeah, the work is very autobiographic. I started mostly in the beginning of my photographic work taking pictures of my body. I think I have maybe to my own body I have this feeling of alienation, as well as, of course, it's my own body. But this was the beginning of my work, was this external envelope of my body, which sometimes I don't believe is myself, my own identity. And I tried to explore this closer, and that's when I started taking very close-up pictures of my own body in different ways. I think you know my work with the tape, and now this work that you showed here was with the water, where I also focus on the hair and fragments of the body. This feeling of alienation, as well as also repulsion with this own identity of this external envelope, which I sometimes feel like I try to, you know, on the one hand I think the body is very beautiful, but on the other hand I think that it's somehow it's not me, or it is me, and I wanted to convey this in this way. And this new work, or do you want to translate, or
no, you can just keep
going. the new work, I think, like most artists, at one point you try to move further. I think it's still autobiographical. I still think, for me, I view the flowers as a part of me, or maybe an abstract form of myself or my body, but I wanted to maybe not be on my own body now. It's at one point you just want to move to something else, and maybe you could continue forever your own body, but it just, if I felt like I wanted to move away from my own body, I wanted to be more a level of abstraction. So I chose the flowers because they are very beautiful. I think also the red liquid is very, it's somehow a feeling of birth, of life. And very, I think the flowers for me look like body. I tried to take the pictures as if they were body again. I mean, for me, it's not a flower. And I hope they don't look like just flowers. I mean, that was not my intention, at least. So, and I think that the interesting thing is that you can tell that it's still my work, it's even though it's not my own body. And I think that's important to me, that you see this evolution of I think that there is a connection there between the this feeling of it's again, and like you said before, this feeling of attraction, but also there's something violent, maybe slightly subdued violence, but
it's maybe this balance you're expressing is, because we should say that you're Chinese, you're born in America.
Oh, I didn't say, oh, okay.
And
yeah, I think I started the whole body exploration because moving to Europe, I grew up, and I was born and grew up in the States. But I look very Chinese, apparently. I never really thought about this until I moved to Europe. I won't say it's just Switzerland. I lived in Germany as well. And People always ask me where I came from, and I always said the United States, because that's where I really came from, but no one believes me. And somehow this is the envelope, this is what I kept saying, this is the external envelope that everyone saw was, but where are you really from? And I think this is why I started concentrating on this envelope, this external envelope of my body, because it was such a, it was so strange for me that everyone couldn't believe that I was from America. And not to say that I have to be proud to be from America right now, but you just felt really strange that no one could believe that your cultural identity, because my cultural identity is really American, even though my genetic identity is, of course, Chinese, but my cultural identity and how I grew up is and my language is English, American English, and so it was very hard for me to understand that people could not believe me just because of, on the basis of how I looked, of this external envelope had predetermined how people would perceive my being. And I felt like by exploring this my body in this way, and also the fragments, I think the fragments are important, because I don't think that even if you saw the whole picture of me, I don't still think that anyone knows who I am. This body is nothing, it's nothing. It's really just an alien form of your external envelope, which doesn't really mean that that people understand who you are. And I think this thing of repulsion and attraction, on the one hand, I think the body is always very beautiful, but it's also my own feelings to my own body. I think that's what I try to convey in this work, is this feeling of, on the one side, that I don't belong in this body. I don't understand what this body means to anybody, but it's also something beautiful, of course. I tried to make something beautiful, but it's not like just supposed to be pretty and decorative, of course.
Donc pour résumer en deux mots, Teresa Chen est donc chinoise, née aux États-Unis. Et c'est vrai, quand elle est arrivée en Europe, on avait beaucoup de peine à comprendre comment elle pouvait être simplement américaine, bien que son identité est américaine. Donc son travail, qui est très autobiographique, développe le sens de l'aliénation. C'est-à-dire qu'elle questionne son enveloppe extérieure. C'est une enveloppe extérieure qui est donc asiatique, et elle le fait donc par une photographie macroscopique, en photographiant des fragments de son corps ou simplement des cheveux. Et ce qui est donc important dans ce processus de travail, c'est que vous avez commencé à travailler sur le corps pour ensuite photographier des fleurs. Donc c'est vrai que si les fleurs peuvent être considérées comme une métaphore du corps, c'est aussi une manière de parler de la transformation et aussi de l'abstraction. C'est-à-dire que c'est une manière de s'abstraire, hein, ou d'abstraire un sujet également. Il faut savoir également que ces fleurs, c'est vrai que vous parliez de la naissance, vous venez d'avoir une fille, hein, Kira, qui est là, présente.
I think that's always what happens.
Et je pense que c'est vrai que c'est toute une série de photographies qui est aussi liée à cette naissance. Et on y voit une très grande beauté, mais aussi une très grande violence. On voit ces fleurs qui baignent dans une eau rouge, sanguin. C'est vrai que on se questionne. Donc il y a un travail qui est très féminin, et c'est quelque chose qu'on va redécouvrir également en interviewant Zineb Sedira tout de suite. Merci Teresa.
Merci.